Thou hast seen the reflection of her upon this and that. She takes away thy joy, and because of her thou art rejoicing. Thou receivest injury from her as though it were justice. O thou that wert burning the soul for the body's sake, thou hast burned the soul and illumined the body. I am burning. Does anyone want tinder? Let him set this rubbish ablaze with fire from me.
What is this? Does it make sense? Exaggeration for what? The subject is wrong. It's a very delicate one, and he knows what to do. First he said, look at you. This Harith I'm talking about is in you. Means there is something in you who could receive the holy messages of love. Means you have the potential to become a lover. And this potentiality in you, look at it. First of all, you don't see it in you. Do any of you see that potentiality to become a lover, like Rumi? No. But you see it in others. When I talk about Rumi, you will say, wow. When I talk about you, you say, oh, no, not me. I talk about Romeo and Juliet, you get it. When I talk about your relationship with your partner, suddenly that's a different story. It's not. The first thing to learn about this, he said, look at this Harith. This Harith is in you, but you're looking for this Harith in here and there. When I say love, you see the objects. You see the thing that you need and you want very much. I said, you love your car, don't you? Or whatever. That's how you see it, because you don't look inside when they say love. You don't want to, because you don't believe in it. Do you? Really, honestly, that's what it is. They said, look in you. First of all, you see it outside, and your happiness is from that part of you. And that part of you, whatever it does to you, you like it. Let me give you an example. There is something that you don't like. Huh? That's crying. But when you see a tender, loving scene, suddenly your tears will... And you love it. You said, look at you. You're crying, but you love it. You feel pressed somehow, but you love it. This is this Harith. It's magical. Your happiness is there, and whatever it does to you, you accept it. You attended to your body only, and you forgot about the life in you. Nobody, looking at yourself, what do you see? Me. This, right? What is here? There is two stuff. What is the body, which is me? The other stuff is life. Life is not in me. This one is alive. So there is that life, right? How do I spend that life? How do you spend that life of yours? So you're attending to this body. Oh, pity. Because it could be reversed. You could sell this body for that real life, to have life. I lived, so to you I'm burned. What am I good for? Normally you think nothing, because the most neutral stuff, as old physician type grooming, is ash. You know that, it's sterilized and then it's clean and it's ash, right? And it's normally useless. He said, I am that burned one. And you know, use me as a match to burn the others. This is some kind of burning that when you're burned, you like to be burned completely. Later you will say, this is some sort of, you hear the saying that they will say, he was drowned in love. You say, yes, you will drown in it, but not that kind of drown that you like to be saved. Another kind of drowning that you would like to be deeper. That's how it is. Because when it comes to love, suddenly everything turns upside down. Why? Because this is exception. Everything is rule. And the rules will collapse when that special thing in a human being will lit. And we have seen so many examples of it. Yes?
Inasmuch as tinder is combustible, take tinder that catches fire. Oh alas, oh alas, oh alas, that such a moon became hidden under the clouds.
What was that one? Oh alas, oh alas, oh alas. First of all, why three times? This is a poetry, and it doesn't look good like that, according to the Persian rule of this kind of poetry, right? It's not good to repeat yourself. And he repeated himself. And he will do it again and again and again. That whenever he does that, he should notice that he wanted one word to jump out, to tell something serious, okay? But here, oh alas! What did that mean, John?
I don't know. Whoa, you know.
Take tinder that catches fire. You're not listening. You remember he said, take tinder that catches fire. That's alas. Alas is the only tinder that catches fire. Because when you say alas, what is happening? Of course you're sad, right? But what do you remember when you say alas? All the good thing which is not here but was. So you, for the first time, you are attending to non-existence. Because you find the non-existence in you. Remember the importance of non-existence. Remember? Oh, we talked about it a lot. The existence is one universe, you know, three other universes, which was dream, imagination, non-existence. And non-existence exists. Here, when you say, oh, alas, you are attending to non-existence of that beauty, happiness, right? This is it. Because when I say alas, first thing you notice is I'm burned, right? Because if I was happy at the same situation, I wouldn't say alas. So when I say alas, your first word will be, oh, pity. You say, no, 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 no. When somebody will say alas, that someone is remembering something which is missing. You forgot. How many times today you remember the source of your unhappiness, which is not being in love, looking around to find a lover, instead of becoming a lover yourself. You look for a lover, why? It's useful, it's beneficial. This is what it is, he said, to understand that you're not happy because your heart is not full of love. You don't attend to your heart, you attend to your brain, which is full of... Your brain is full of what? Unfulfilled desires only. The fulfilled one you forget, because they are passé, and you deserve it, right? So, let's forget about that. Your brain is always looking for something missing. We'll see it in the next stories, inshallah. So, he said, I am that burned one. Find a good burned one who could still lit a fire. use me like that.